Okay, and here we go. Okay, so we are actually rapidly, we'll be getting to the end of Reish Samach Ches in Yiras Hashem tonight. There are a couple of other details in Reish Samach Ches, but I think we only have one or two shirim left in Ageiris before we move on to laws of Safras, laws of Sefer Torah, and things like that. Okay, so tonight, at least the first half, will focus really on one phrase that seems to be thrown in here. Actually, hold on. So, let's get this. All right. So we did this Beis Yosef last week, but really I just want to show you something that is stated from the Rambam. Let me just get this page open here. Okay. So in the Beis Yosef and Yud Beis, so it quotes from the Rambam, right? And the Rambam last week that we talked about, we sort of went into a direction that is a little bit off of this. We talked about a person who gets married, perhaps, and we're concerned it's for alternative purposes. What's the status? What's their ability to go ahead and get married after? That's the question that we dealt with last week. But what about their status as converts? So let's see, where should we pick up here? Let's pick up, let's try to just do it quickly. The Rambam in the beginning, right, in Yud Beis, so the Beis Yosef Yud Beis, page Kuf Tzadi Gimel, bottom right. So he quotes from the Kosev Rambam Parak Yud Gimel, Hilchos Yisuri Via, HaMitzvah Nechonu Kashiyavu Ager Liyaskar, Bot Kunach HaRashem Begal Mamun, Shiyitol, O Bishvil Sfarwa Shiyizkelo, Mithnei Pachad Bali Chaneis Lada. So they may have some alternative purpose. They may think that, be Jewish will help them get into medical school, it will get them more power. They've been reading it was the Nazi newspaper, the Stürmer, right? So they're reading that. They thought that the Jews have all the power. So they said, oh, great, I'll convert, and I'll be able to get all the power. So, and if it's a guy, we make sure that he's not looking after some girl, and a Jewish girl. And if it's a girl, so we want to make sure that she's not, doesn't just have her eyes on a guy. And if we don't find anything, so then we tell them, we go through the process of telling them that, you now have the yoke of Torah and it's difficult, etc., in order that they separate. But if they accept themselves anyways, they don't separate. So then we will accept them. Okay, so far so good. Lefichach, the Rambam continued. Lo kiblu beisim geirim kol yemei David u'shlomo bimei David shema mina pachar chazru bimei shlomo shema bishvil hamalchus v'atova agdola shuba Yisrael chazru. That, and again, we pointed out last week that the Rambam used the word chazru, which is an interesting term. But the Rambam says during the time of David, they didn't accept converts because of the concern that they're only converting because of a fear. And during Shlomo, he didn't accept converts because there was a concern that they were only converting because they thought that the Jews have all the fun, all the power. So chazru umeishlom v'agdol shiuba Yisrael chazru shekol achozu min agoyim bishvil davar mihalvi ha'olam einu megeirei Hatzedek. Why? Because all those that become Geirim for some alternative reason, they are not from the Geirei Tzedek. Now that's an interesting term the Rambam uses, right? Geirei Tzedek means the righteous converts. Does it mean the righteous converts? Maybe just the converts at all? What exactly does he mean by that? Okay. Probably does. So he probably clarifies as we get to the next couple lines. Va'afal pekein, and even so, even though there was an official policy against not accepting these types of geirim, hayu geirim harbe. There were many converts, anyways. There were like black market geirim. Misgeirim b'mei David u'Shlomo during the time of David and Shlomo, b'fnei ha'adyotos in front of non in front of the main basin. They went outside the system. Okay. If they had yotos. So what was the reaction then to the community to these rogue geirim, so to speak? Vayu based in hagadol choshishim lahem, was concerned for them. Lo dochen lahem achar shetavlu, they didn't push them away after they converted. Mikol makom velo mekarvenusam, but they didn't really bring them close either. Ashetira acharisam, until they watched them for a while. So what is the Rambam describing here? He seems to be describing some kind of limbo, right? That they what was their acceptance? What was their status after they converted with some rogue Beis Din? Well, we didn't push them away, but we didn't really bring them close either. We kind of eyed them for a while. Okay.
Probation.
Yeah, okay. They're on some kind of probation. Good. So Mishalo Batko Achrav Oshaloho Diyuhu Amitzus for Onshin Umal Vatabif Neshlosh Hadiotus Areze Gir. He says also, if they didn't really check after him, they didn't really tell him about the mitzvos or the punishments, but they went through the process of Geirim. Afilunode Bishibishvil Dover Humisgayer. Even if they know that he was converting for some alternative reason. So you got to some shotgun gayrus here, right? And we even know that it's for some alternative purpose, plus right next door is the chapel, right? So Hoel Umal Vitavol Yatsamikfal Gayrim. So because they had a Mila and because they had a Tvila, they are no longer Gayim. Vichoshishin lo Achis baritzit kaso, and we are choshesh them until we clarify their sitkus. Okay, so what is that? So what does that mean? That means that are they Jewish or are they not Jewish? Right? Well, which one is it at this point? So the Rambam gives a little bit more clarity, not much. He says, "Afilu chazva v'vodazar reyu ki Yisrael meshuma shekidushav kedushin u'mitzvah lahachzer avidaso." And even if they go back and do Avodah Zarah, so they are considered a Yisrael Mishumad. What does that mean? They're considered like a Yisrael who goes off the Derech, right? His Kedushin is still Kedushin, and there's a mitzvah still to return his lost items. Why? Because he was a Tovel, and he became like a Jew. So, what just happened there? Right, the Rambam's saying, well, you have this guy who goes through a rogue Beis Din, and we're concerned that that maybe he did it for alternative reason, or they didn't go through the full process of giving him the full warning beforehand, and that he didn't know all the mitzvos, etc. So the Rambam said, we're choshesh them until it's clear. Right? But yet the very next line, the Rambam says. But what about, so what if we watch him, now we're watching him a month, 2 months, 3 months, and we see him slipping across the street to the Presbyterian church, right? And then he finds out that they had flooding and they're down in cash. Instead, he goes to the Catholic church up the block, right? So he goes there, right? So what happened, do we say, oh, well, that proves it. It must be that he's not really Jewish. So the Rambam clearly says, no, we assume that he's Jewish. If he marries a girl, we assume that they're married, right? If he lost something, we give it back to him. So what's the point of looking after him if we're going to assume him to be Jewish anyways, right? What is this idea of looking after him? And the truth is, I didn't see very much discussing what this line is. The Rambam, I looked up the Rambam in Hilchos, the Rambam himself. In the fancy schmancy Rambam that I have over there, the Frankel Rambam, where it has all the footnotes in the back and everything, didn't really quote a source for this idea.
They also use this term a lot in Kaisra,
right?
That seems unusual. It's
Kaisra. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. You mean when he says that he returns lost items like a Jew? Okay, I don't know. I read it as like any Jew, but okay, maybe a little unclear. Now the I did come across a I got a whole Gairus curriculum a few years ago, so I was able to track down in their Meir Makomos. Maybe there's a source. There's a Yerushalmi, a Yerushalmi in Maseches Kedushin in the beginning of the fourth parak, where it quotes from Rav, that Rav said these people, somebody who's Megaya for alternative purposes, so Rav says, Halacha Geirim Hain, Ve'ein Dochen Osan Kederak Shedochen Es HaGeirim Tchila, Ava Mekablen Osan V'tzrichen Kiruv Panim Shema Gairu L'Shem. So we don't push him, right? So this guy shows up in front of us and says, hey, I had this rogue Geirus. So the Yerushalmi seems to say, we don't push him away like we push away a guy who's not Jewish at all, but and we should try to like do kiruv on him, because maybe he actually did convert lishma. So The Yashami sounds a little bit like it is a suffix. And the truth is, that's probably where we fall here. It's probably the simplest explanation here is that it's treated as a suffix. Although Rav Moshe has I find a very interesting explanation, which we'll get to shortly. So let's take a look at the way it's spelled out in Shulchan Aruch. If I can find it. Oh, here. So the Shulchan Aruch itself, I think it's in the source sheet. So the Shulchan Aruch itself suggests. Page 3. So the Shulchan Aruch itself, we did last week, and we can start from where it's underlined there. It says v'im lo badku acharav. Let's start a little bit ahead, right? A couple lines up, about four lines in. He says v'im lo nimsa lehem ayil. We don't find any problem. Modiin lehem kovid al Torah v'torach sheish basiyah so alam me'aratzos kedush yifreshu im kiblu v'lo perish v'ro usam shachazu mi'avim l'kablin osam. Right? So if we see that they come with love, we explain to them all the details and. Right, but if they accept it and they don't run away, and we see that they're coming out of love, we accept them. V'im lo bad kuachar, but let's say we don't do those bedikos. O shlo hodiyu schar hamitzvah v'onshin umal v'tavol b'fnei gimel hadyotos harezeh gir. But if he doesn't, if we didn't check after him, or we didn't tell him about the reward of mitzvahs and the punishments, and he goes through the process, mila tvila in front of three Jews, hadyotos, maybe even rabbis, harezeh gir. He's considered a gir. Afilu no deya shevishvil davar hu misgayer. Even if we know that he's converting for one of these reasons. Why? Right? Because he is a mal and a taval, because he went through those steps of the geirus, he is considered as if he's converted as if he has left being a non-Jew. And then he uses these Shulchan Aruch quotes around here. V'choshishin lo, achi sparet tzidkaso. And we're choshishim until he is misbarer his tzidkus. And even if he goes back and he does Avodah Zarah, he's like a Yisrael Mumar, whose kedushin works. Meaning, we will count him as being in the club. Just on this note, right, that he goes back and he. And he's considered a Yisrael Mumar, his kedushin works. So the tour here, the Turei Zahav, right, the Taz on the top left. So he quotes, this is the tour in the name of the Bahag. It says Dim Chazul Suro Yainu Nesach, right? The Bahag, we didn't do it, but it's in the tour. But the Bahag comments, yeah, maybe it could be that his kedushin is kedushin, but his yayin, the wine he touches, is still going to be considered yayin nesachim, right? You won't be able to use his wine. Why not? So what's the difference between counting his kedushin versus not using his wine, right? We seem to be accepting him for some things and we don't accept him for others. Right, why would we distinguish between the two? So the quick answer is, one is d'oraisa, one is d'rabbanan. One is the Kedushah. To say that he's not Jewish for the purpose of Kedushin, that's like ignoring reality, right? But to say that your wine we're not going to touch, that's a knas, so to speak. That's like a fine. That's something that we're imposing upon him, right? So we can understand that. Except the Taz continues on and says, V'kasav v'prisha sheish makshim. There are those that ask, Pshita v'chi adif mi'Yisrael mumar. Right, but wait a second. A Jewish mumar, even if a guy is born Jewish and he goes off the derech, guess what? His wine also shouldn't be used, right? So what's the big deal that the Bahag says you can't touch this guy's wine? You can't touch a Jew's wine who's in the same situation, right? The Yenu Yai Nesach, whom it tarts him, they answered, the Kanas Rinan Yenu Shelo Afil Lemafreya Kodem Shechazor Lusura. He says, I'll tell you the difference. He says, because when it comes to a guy who goes off the derech, right, a guy is born Jewish, went to yeshiva day school, and then goes off to derech, right? So what's the status of his wine? So the wine he touches is we're not going to use. The wine he touched his whole life? No. From the time he went off to derech, right? As opposed to this guy, it's going to go l'mafreya. It's going to go retroactively. Even before he went off the derech, I mean, he converted, and we're watching him for a little bit. Things seem to be sort of okay. And then all of a sudden, we catch him going into the presentation church, right? So what happened there, right? So we're going to say, well, maybe his entire conversion is going to be suspect, and therefore the whole wine that he touched along the way, that's going to be a problem. He says, however, the Taz continues on and says, v'zeh davar she'inu emes, but it's not true. Why? Kevin Shabalakha Yisrael Huksak Khol Davar Ki Yisrael. He's Maksik to be like Yisrael. The Ainul Pasal Ashu Deil Khashu Pasul Misham Vahal. And we're not gonna pasal him except for from that point on. So what's the Bahag saying? The Kavanas Bahag, so what's the big chiddush of the Bahag then who says that his wine is Nasach? The Yuka the Dafka Lahani Mili Shahim Lukhumra Havakovikuchavim. Meaning when it's for a chumra, we're gonna treat him like a non-Jew. Therefore, naka ktsas mihem v'saim uveshar dvarim dinu ka'ovi kuchavim hainu l'chumra aval l'kula lo. Meaning l'chumra will treat him as a non-Jew and say that we can't touch your wine. And l'chumra will treat him as a non-Jew perhaps and say you can't even invite him for yontif meals. And l'chumra will invite him as a non-Jew and say you can't do chalitza, although he's a ger, so it's not really going to matter. He's not going to be able to do that anyways. Right? We're not going to accept him for those purposes. But l'kula, to say that his kedusha wasn't kedusha and therefore his wife could just go free? Right? That we're not going to say. Okay. So that is the Taz. So we're still left with, all right, but what's the downside? Meaning, so what exactly are we watching him for? So is that it? We're watching him for to see if he goes off the derech, so then l'chumra, we're going to treat him as not Jewish. But truth is, that's for most people that aren't Jewish. So we don't really have to watch him, unless we're just watching him because we suspect that he's the most likely one to go off the derech. So Rav Moshe has a fascinating idea as to what might be meant by that by this idea. So if you look in the... Did I put in both pages? I believe I did. Both pages, right? Siman Zayin. Okay. So this is an Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalet Siman Zayin, from the year Tufshin Lamed Gimel. So what, we're still like 40, 50 years ago. All right, from the 60s or so. But it's interesting, who he wrote it? He wrote Kasav Yedidi HaNechbar HaRav Agon, Rav Gedalia Inamer Shlita. Right, so I don't know how many, I got to ask my brother-in-law, Shlomo Katz, how many tshuvas there are to Rav Gedalia Inamer, but at least here's what, he was the Rav in Silver Spring for many years. He passed away a few years ago. My brother-in-law was very close with him. Rabbi Silver, for those TA fans, Rabbi Silver learned by him. Okay, so the Rav Moshe here, and you could see Rav Einemer going out to the suburbs of Washington in the 60s and having a shaila like this. It says, right, so you had a woman, a non-Jewish woman, converted after she was already living with a Jewish guy. Okay, right, shenasa b'giyusa, right, shelo haya shomer das, right, she got married as a non-Jew, and right, he wasn't from. Right? And she converted, and it wasn't l'shem shemayim. Her husband wanted it. But the Beis Din was sounds like Orthodox. Based on whatever kulas they accepted. Right? There are kulas out there. Rav Moshe, as we've seen a few times, is not a fan of most of these, but there are leniencies out there for these situations. So, af shelo haya l'shem shemayim, ve'ein raya mima shekabluah, shehay gerusa l'shem shemayim, aval zev vaday she'asu kedin v'tfilah v'kabalas mitzvos. But they did it kedin. I mean, they actually did a full gerus. V'naso sa achar gerus, and they got married after gerus, b'chupa v'kedushim. There you go. Chupa v'kedushim. Okay. So v'harvi shonim achar geir. So now they live for a while, right? Noga atzma ki Yehudis b'farhesi. And publicly she's a Jew, right? Behilch beisak nesis uveshmir Shabbos, right? Openly she's shomer Shabbos uvetzin beveisa lo yadu. I don't really know what's going on in the privacy of their own homes. Al kolpanim nischaska b'shonim harbi v'cheskas yadu shmeres das. But she is accepted in the shul as being Jewish, right? Ach. Lo muvan mashik asafta shelo yadu. Period. So that's sort of the shaila. So Rav Moshe just sticks in here. He says, I don't really understand what you mean is shekasafta shelo yadu inyan taras hamishvacha. Why you don't know about taras hamishvacha? Kizaharei yesh leida minashim hamashkichus al mikvah. Why don't you just ask the mikvah ladies whether she ever showed up? Now, I'm not sure that's what the question meant when he says, I don't know what's going on in the house. I thought what's going on in the house is they might be watching college football on Shabbos, right? But right away, it's like, I understand. Going on in the house, that's a code word for Taras HaMishpacha. So ask the mikvah, check the log in the mikvah to see whether she ever showed up. V'achrei, or go to the treasurer, perhaps, and see if she ever got a check. So V'achrei Zman Gadol, Masa bin Neheges Dinei HaTorah. All right, after a while, she got sick of it. V'afashem Yehuda Shehaya Lem Lispayeshes Bazeh, she got embarrassed by her Jewish name. V'gam Hispardu Eze Zman V'amra L'bayla Achresha Asu Shalom. Right, and she went away for a time. And after she came back, she said, Nishnispardu Zinsa Im Acherim. After she came back, she says, oh, by the way, I had an affair during that time. Upam achas matzo sabe iza hu tel misyachedes im echad aval bapama hu amra lo shirak nisyachta imo velo zinsa lo shirak nisyachta imo velo zinsa. And there was one time when he actually, they saw her coming out of a hotel with this guy, but she said, oh, that time I didn't actually have relations with him, we were just hanging out. Right, and they lived together continuously. After that, now the husband wants a divorce. Right, but the husband wants to divorce her, and she's like, "Well, I'm not taking a get." Right, and the question is, can he go ahead and get married, or is he bound by the cherem de Rabbeinu Gersha? Okay, right. So again, what happened here? She's not Jewish. He is. She converts for the sake of marriage. Somewhat of a suspect conversion, but she does. They do live Shomer Shabbos for a while. Then she goes off the derech. She has an affair. They get back together, and then they decide to get divorced. And she refuses to accept the gerus. So there is an out, right? To accept a get. So there is an out, right? When, as opposed to when the man refused to give a get, in which case you sort of have to break his legs until he gives one. If a woman refuses to receive the get, so there is something called a heter meir rabbanim that is out there. It's a tedious process. I think in my career I've signed on to two that you have rabbis from all over the country to sign on. Sort of it was an out that was put in under difficult circumstances to allow the man to remarry. But it's not a simple thing to do. So we'd like to avoid having to get this heter meir rabbanim. So in this context, in the next paragraph, Rav Moshe discusses that cryptic line in the Rambam. He says, "Afni roshon Rambam perik yigimun miyisuri bi halacha yedzayin b'niskar b'shvil eze davar shu ger v'choshishin lo ad shisbar tzidkaso." Right, mikol makom hamasiga afilu chazur v'avad kochavim u'mazalos who would then ki Yisrael mumar shekidusha kedushin. He says, right, so this is our question. Rosh says, on one hand, the Rambam says you got to keep an eye on them. On the other hand, the Rambam says that if he goes and does kedushin, even if he goes off the derech, we're still going to count it. So, right, l'ficha kaimu shimshon v'shlomo nishoseim v'afal pisha nigla sodan. Right, and therefore, the Shimshon and Shlomo, we consider their wives to be Jewish, even though their secret became revealed that they never really had any intention of being Jewish. So nimsa she'ein zeh ledina, right? That this can't be lahalacha v'lo yadua le'eza davar choshen lo ad she'yispar tziv kasa, right? So the Rosh says, I don't understand. What are we looking after until she proves her righteousness, right? What is that? Right? Either she, right? Well, if she's going to be Jewish anyway, so what does it matter? Right, that other line also, we don't give them, we don't send them away. He says maybe it's meaning requirements in terms of imposing upon the ger certain mitzvos. Al kopanim ladina da hager sover gam ram dehu ger. Ram still assumes it's a ger. Ashal achres man chazal surim to go off the derech. V'im kain he ishto v'tzrich get. So if so, right? So I understand what's the issue, right? She's his wife, and she needs a get. Umash nasis overes al das, and the fact that she undermined him, he named de'ika chiv legarshahu, right? He has a chiv to divorce her. Dafka she kishemachshelos oso. Bisurin velo bisurin sheover laatzma kid isa barash v'chenu v'choshen mishpat. About ha kiven she'ena tuvelas b'mikvah mi'achar de'ena rotsa lishmor dini atora v'kina in lomeredes kodol mizu. And if you want to say, well, you know, she was the one who undermined the marriage, says okay, but it's not like he cared, right? They lived for years as that she wasn't going to the mikvah. Aval hamashar shabal ino shomer das v'ho bal nid v'mezid kol yamu meila ino moredes. Therefore, she's not undermining. V'lo yelanu b'chval lizdakik l'poshim ke'elu l'vakish lahem heterim mi'cherem deravinu gershom. He says that, so Rav Moshe's like, you know, look, who are we talking about here? I'm not gonna, like, almost saying, like, we don't have to work so hard for these avaryanim to be able to figure out a way to get out of the recherem deravinu gershom. Almost saying, like, as if they care. But he says, but wait a second. And this sort of slides into a different area of halacha. So just with regards to, I'll mention it just once, it's interesting. But, right, so Rav Moshe is saying, well, actually, no, it is necessary. Sorry, we'll get to it. So Rav Moshe is saying, we don't understand what it means, right? Are they married? Are they not married? Right? Rav Moshe is like, I don't know, they seem to be married, right? The Rambam seems to accept it as a geirus, right? L'chumra, so what's the out? But, he says, aval hakan ha'amr shezinsa b'soch hazman shenifridu. But, here we have another thing, and that is, she says she admits to having an affair. Okay. Now, what happens under a regular circumstance, right? You have two people, totally, everybody, everything's from, and she shows up one day and says, I had an affair. I don't know what happened, right? What happened? So there is a halacha, just so we know, there is a halacha that a woman who has an affair has to separate from her husband, right? That's the Gemara Masechta Sota, or Mishnah Masechta Sota, that she's not allowed to marry the one she had an affair with. The problem is, or where things get sticky is, how do we know? Right? A woman comes and says, hi, I had an affair, so do we believe her? So we actually don't. Al pi halacha, we don't quote unquote believe her if that comes up, and therefore we will tell them to remain together. Amy Davis, who's that?
Is that somebody dropping in?
Hello. Okay, and therefore we will allow them to stay together. But right, shalachein after this nad b'sof nedarim the mishnah achron shalom neser alav mishum darmin and ene nasna be'acher. Right, plus maybe why don't we believe her? Because maybe she's just looking for an excuse to get divorced from this guy, but she wants to marry somebody else. So pashat shehu dafka benashim sheish lan cheskas kashrus comes Rav Moshe and says, so when is it that we don't believe her? We don't believe her when she has a cheskas kashrus, right? When we assume that she otherwise is from the cheskat sitkus, v'lo chashid emrachoshish her for znus. Lachein af shechashidi litin einah ba'acher. So therefore, even though we think maybe she has her eyes on some other guy, v'af shoveres al iser yichud, maybe she even violated yichud with that guy. Lo nechshaku al haznus shehi ivara chamura miyichud bi'alma. We are not choshish her for znus because that's like a huge, terrible, really rad, really bad thing to do, right? So when it comes to a normal case, right, we don't believe her, because we assume she may have alternative motives, and therefore, sorry, right, we don't accept the fact that she actually had an affair. And even though maybe you saw something that was...
Second Rabbit, can you identify yourself, otherwise I'm going to take you off the call. Amy Davis? Hello? Identify yourself?
No, A. Davis.
A. Davis, this guy got short. Okay, I'm going to take him off. Okay.
But in this case, this is the punchline. So Moshe says, but in this case, right, she doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, and he suggests that and right, v'kol shekein erzesh chazru l'sur, she totally went off the derech mitzad shina liad, she hates Judaism, she's embarrassed by it, etc. What's Rav Moshe saying? He says, I'll tell you what that line in Shulchan Aruch could mean, or the line in the Rambam could mean. Right, we keep an eye on her for a while until she gets a cheskas kashrus. Right, we'll assume she's Jewish, but to trust her fully as a member of the Jewish community, so that we're not going to trust her for. Right, that and you know, how far he goes, I'm not sure. I really couldn't find very much on this at all. In fact, I looked I have behind me this. So the Sefer's V'Dibarta Bam was written by a Talmud of Rav David Feinstein, where they go through a lot of the tshuvos of Igros Moshe and sort of like explain like what Rav David Feinstein knows about it. So I actually found this tshuva quoted in the index. I looked it up, but it was only discussing the last paragraph there, where he talks about like porcelain, kashering porcelain. So like, oh well. I'm not sure how far he goes with this, but Rav Moshe says, yeah, that if she doesn't establish a cheskas kashrus until we've watched her for a while, and that's perhaps what the Rambam means. So he suggests as well, if you look to the underlying part in the top of the next column, he says, "V'kevin shenesra lav midin sota leika alze isura derachirim derabenu gershom ve'in tzarach heter demer rabbanim." So now, because she outed herself by way of because she became a sota that she had an affair, Rav Moshe says, guess what? You don't need a heter meir rabbanim. The cheirim de rabbeinu, and I don't know where how he knew this, but he suggests that the cheirim de rabbeinu gershom doesn't apply in a case where she destroyed the marriage, and therefore he says he seems to be saying to the guy, so you can go ahead and get married without a get, without giving her a get, and without requiring a heter meir rabbanim.
That's a pretty... Why do we believe her to testify against ourselves, though?
I think because it fits. Well, one second. I think because... I'm not sure we would say that he has to separate from her. I mean, if the Shiloh was reversed, right? They said now they got back together, and they want to know if they could stay together, right? So if that was the Shiloh, I'm not sure Rav Moshe would say that... that oh you have to get divorced, right? But in this scenario, it's to get out of a heter meir rabbanim. So Rav Moshe would be willing to put that together with the fact that she says she had an affair, with the fact that she never established a cheskas kashrus, and put those two together in order to allow him off the hook.
I feel like Rav Moshe is not using what she says; he's using the fact that he caught her in a hotel with another guy, not to agree with
something. No, but even that wouldn't be enough under normal circumstances.
No, but when he says the sota, then I think he's referring to that case, rather than to what she said. However, I'm concerned about it because for a sota, you usually have to specify not to be alone with that person.
Whoa. No, for a sota not to be alone, that's a different... that's in order to go to Yerushalayim and to drink. Or to require that, or to mandate that, and if you, and once you're mandating that trip, so then they're not allowed to be together anymore. Right? That's different than this halacha. This halacha is if we know that she had an affair, so then the halacha is that they're not allowed to be together anymore. The problem is that, I mean, the issue is that it's hard to validate that, in which case we would not require them to separate under those circumstances. Which is a wild thing, right? She's saying to herself, I had an affair. And we're saying to her, we don't believe you, and allowing them to remain together, presumably it's not just an issur for him, it's an issur for her, right? We're sort of like ignoring reality here. Certainly in her mind, she knows what happened, and maintaining that the marriage could stay intact. Yeah. Okay. So No. If he wants to divorce her and she's not accepting the get.
Right.
So Rav Moshe is saying we won't the cheirim of Rabbeinu Gershom. I mean, according to the Torah, a man could have two wives, right? So cheirim of Rabbeinu Gershom was you can't have two wives. What if she doesn't accept the get? So then he allowed this out of the heter meir rabbanim. So Rav Moshe is suggesting that under these circumstances, the heter meir rabbanim is not in force, and therefore he's allowed to marry another woman. Right? Now she's not allowed to marry another man. Except she might anyways, you know. Like she's not our client right now. He's our client. Okay? So let's just finish because do this Ramah here, because there is actually a Yom Kippur connection here. Right? The Ramah concludes by saying there is Yisrael Mumar Sha'asa Tshuva Ein Tzarech Litvol, that if you have a Jew who is a Mumar, who then does tshuva, they don't require tevila. rak midrabanan, except for as a level of derabanan. Yeshu litvol ulkabel alav divrei chaverus pifnei gimel. He could go to the mikvah and he could accept chaverus in front of three people. Chaverus is a term in the Mishnah in Bechorus, where chaverus is sort of like a higher level. That's where chaver meant that they were trustworthy in terms of keeping tumah v'tara, sort of a higher level of tumah v'tara. So if he wants to attain that level, he would be required to go in front of a basin. But this line here of Yisrael Mumar that does tshuva, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. So this perhaps this is perhaps the source of going to a mikvah on erev Yom HaKippurim, right? Not necessarily this Ramaz the source, but this idea that going to the mikvah, this idea is a dinder abundant to go to the mikvah, or some idea out there of going to the mikvah as a form of doing tshuva. Where does that come from? So the best I could do was track down it's a Pirkei d'Rav Eliezer, where it tells the story, sort of this crazy story. Pirkei d'Rav Eliezer and Avos d'Rabbi Nassan. Forgot my notes. Actually, it might still be on my Safaria thing here. Yeah, Avos d'Rabbi Nassan, Ches Vav. Ches Zion, where it talks about Ches Vav, a little further up, that where it has the story about somebody who goes to redeem a woman who was taken captive, and then he's taken captive, and then this other person comes and redeems both of them, and then that night he says, I need to stay in the room with her, and then the next morning they both go to the mikvah, both him and her both go to the mikvah. So this is one of these Dan Lekav Schus stories. So he tested his Talmidim that were with him. Why do you think I went to the mikvah? They said, well, we figured that, you know, you had a lot of travel, which leads to Zera Levat, which leads to Keri, right? We don't think you slept with her. We just think that there's some Keri, right? So he says, you're right. That's why I went to the mikvah, for the Tevila of Ezra. And then, why did she go to the mikvah? He says, well, we figured that she was, taken captive for a long time and living amongst non-Jews, so therefore she was probably was treated indecently at certain points. So therefore, it was necessary for her to go to mikvah as a way of cleansing herself. He says, you're right. That's what's going on there. Now, I couldn't tell. I didn't get a chance to look it up further in the commentaries and stuff. Why exactly they had to sleep, what the point of sleeping with each other was in the first place. But anyways, we see from there this the source for the idea of going to the mikvah as a form of tshuva, as a form of gaining some type of tara slash tshuva, which perhaps is the source of going to the mikvah in Erev Yom HaKippurim. As we discussed this last night in shul, there probably are two reasons for going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. One of them is this, tshuva related, the other one being a Tumas Keri related, like sort of Tekanis Ezra, that the rule of Ezra, right, that the requirement to go to the mikveh after having relations. So Ezra established that. So we don't necessarily follow it, but we might be strict on it, or certain people would be strict on it. So therefore, go to the mikveh at Erev Yom Kippur. The practical difference might be whether a woman should go to the mikveh, right? So I heard there are communities sometimes, or a Shimon told me there are. He has gotten calls in the past to allow single women to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom HaKippurim, but it's generally not the minhag for women to go. Generally, only men go for this, and it's one of those two reasons that we discussed last night. If it's for the Tekanis Ezra reason, you could probably fulfill in the COVID era, you could probably fulfill your obligation. Certainly in the COVID era, you could fulfill your obligation by taking a shower that has 4 to 5 gallons of water poured upon you. At least you would fulfill that position, although not necessarily this position as learnt out from this Rama. Oh, I'm sorry, I found the Rabbeinu, the Avos de Rabbi Nassan from the Bi'ur HaGra. The Bi'ur HaGra quotes this from the Avos de Rabbi Nassan, which we looked at with regards to the Maisib Riva Achas. So that's what we're able to track down as a source for this idea of going to the mikvah and Erev Yom Kippur. All right, I think we'll stop here. I have a feeling next week we'll probably be tired on a regular night, a Monday night, and I have a feeling with Yontif, I think we're gonna maybe not do Wednesday, and we'll see about maybe having a Shir Cholamoid. Not sure yet. Okay, but Eli, we're off. Eli, I think we're off next week. Maybe we'll see a Cholamoid about having a Shir. Okay, have a good night.
Bye.
Are you okay with some tea tomorrow?
You know, I have, I normally would be okay, but,